To many, bird watching seems like a quiet hobby. It's mostly going for a walk in the woods with a pair of binoculars. But for some, it can be a bit more adventurous. From member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut, Craig LeMolt has the story of an international treasure hunt for a very mysterious bird.
Jerry Nichols is what you might call an extreme bird watcher. He's been all over the world trying to get a glimpse of rare species. And this year, he and his friends set out for Ethiopia to find the Holy Grail, a bird he says no bird watcher has ever seen.
This is adventure. This is what happened in the 1800s.
20 years ago, a researcher found a decomposing bird in a remote Ethiopian plain and brought back just a wing to the Natural History Museum in London.
Halfway up the wing, there's a big beige patch. So it was very distinctive. And on the basis of just one wing, it was described to science as a new species, Caprimorgus solala, solala meaning only a wing.
Nichols is 61 years old. He grew up in England, but now lives in Connecticut, where he works as a nurse. He travels with a group of bird-watching friends, including Ian Sinclair, a South African author of several bird field guides. Nichols mostly calls the other two members of the group by their nicknames, Winky and Fruitcake. They knew finding the bird, which is more commonly called the Netjeser nightjar, was a long shot.
Nobody knew if the habitat existed. Nobody knew if it had been overgrazed. Nobody knew if there might be some forces there disputing tribes over grazing land where we wouldn't be able to get in. Nobody knew anything.
Okay, so maybe the people living in the region knew if the bird existed. But still, the mystery was part of what made the mission so much fun. So they decided...
Oh, what the heck.
And they tracked down the researcher who had found the wing.
And this scientist drew a little, what we called it, a pirate's map. It was a line drawing with an X. X marks the spot, as far as he remembered.
The group of four friends flew into Addis Ababa, drove 2 days south to a hotel, and then there was another five-hour bumpy drive to go the last 20 to 30 miles into the Netjeser Plains. They hired a guard with a Kalashnikov rifle to join them for protection. Night jars, as their name suggests, come out at night. So the way to find them is to shine a bright light into a plane, look for the reflection of their eyes, and then sneak up on them. Incredibly, on the first night they were there, two of them saw a bird they were sure was the Netjeser nightjar, but they didn't get the close look they were hoping for. So they went back 2 nights later with a net, and Nichols brought along a video camera.
On the second night, Fruitcake is on the this time on the roof with the light, and... Ian and Winky are advancing to where the bird is.
9 foot away and can't see it. Yeah.
And Fruitcake saying, yes, it's just a bit further, and they are walking and they can't see it.
Where's the bird?
Take another step to the right. It's 1 meter. It's just, don't step forward, you'll stand on it. And they still can't see it.
Use the net, you'll get it.
Where?
Can't see anything.
And then Ian gets down on the ground, puts his head down to ground level and presumably sees the shape of it and sees where it is. And he says, pass me the net. And our guard with the Kalashnikov passes him the net. And he says, there's the bird. And then the net goes in and just misses it by inches. But it gave Ian and Winky a great chance to see the wing pattern and tail pattern again within, you know, 3 foot away from them and see it naked eye, and they're ready for it, and with the spotlight pick these up.
The video clearly shows a bird flying away, but it's so blurry it could be a pigeon. Nichols says even though he doesn't have any proof they saw the Netjeser nightjar, he's okay with it.
It is what it is, and it's part of the mystery, and I wouldn't change any of it.
No? I mean, if you could capture the bird, if you could have caught it in the net, you wouldn't change that?
Oh, no, it would have been nice to have touched it and just had a little quiet word in its ear, a little friendly chat, but the biggest thing would have been to have caught it and then let it go.
They plan on submitting their findings to some of the top bird journals. Nichols acknowledges some people may doubt they actually saw the Netjeser nightjar, but he says that's missing the whole point.
This is old 1800s adventurism, and we did it. That's what matters.
And if you still think they didn't see the bird, he says you should head to Ethiopia and check it out for yourself. For NPR News, I'm Craig LeMolt in Fairfield, Connecticut.
You can watch the mysterious Netjeser nightjar escape Jerry Nichols and his band of adventurers on our website, npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.